That's right. It's Dud Podcast time. If you're listening right now, the wait is over. We got a great show tonight. We got a lot to get to. We got to look back at how the predictions went. We got to call some more guys out. The most important thing, though, is that we're here. Yours truly, the commish, Dave Cook. I'm back for the Week 2 podcast.
Guess who's back, back again. Shady's back, tell a friend. Guess who's back.
Speaking of Shady's, how about LaShawn Shady McCoy's performance last week? Dud-esque. 19 carries for 22 yards. Oh, yikes.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
I'm sure if he was on your fantasy football team, you had a bad week. But you know what? We don't care about your fantasy team. We care about your Dud lineup. It's simple. One quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver.
What in the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about Dud football, the game that not only are we playing, but we're getting better at. The first week, the average score, 28 points in the league, down to 22 by week two, and almost down to 20 by week three. Progress.
You know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Well, I can tell you the anything that you want to accomplish is the less than zero score. And Matt Hawley's the first one to do it this season. That's why he's the big week three winner. Chad Henne played so poorly, he got benched. Jerick McKinnon did little to nothing for the Vikings. And A.J. Jenkins might have been the MVP of that week one squad. One catch, 0 yards. We love that. I asked Holly if he had anything to say after his great win.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Well, he's not the wordsmith that Devin Hester is, but a nice speech nonetheless. Unfortunately, not everybody's playing as well as Matt Holly, who, by the way, was called out on the podcast a week ago. Let's not forget that we're changing lives with this Dud podcast. There's some guys who've been playing poorly. Who? Well, let's start with Mike Hammond, Dan Adams. And as the commissioner of this league, I feel responsible.
I can't let this happen. I will not allow it. I mean, look at these people.
I can already hear the excuses. Mike Hammond saying, Cook, but I'm a sophomore at UPenn, an Ivy League school. I'm trying to work hard so that I can get into Wharton School of Business.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I'm not impressed. You picked Brian Hartline as your Dud wide receiver last week. This guy's coming off not one, but two consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons for the Dolphins.
I have to have a Dolphin to get the money.
That's crazy talk. You don't have to have a Miami Dolphin to win a week at Dud. You have to have bad players. Now, the Miami Dolphins are full of bad players, but would you believe that nobody's won a week at Dud with a Miami Dolphin as their running back or wide receiver in the last 3 years?
Here are some words of wisdom from Mr. Know-It-All.
Hey, that's why I'm here. I'm here to help. It's this simple. Don't take Dolphins wide receivers coming off consecutive 1,000-yard seasons.
Oh, chill out. Chill out.
I can't chill out. I haven't even gotten to Dan Adams yet. Dan, I am so fed up with your lousy picks.
Well, I'm fed up, too. I'm sick of the whole thing, too.
All right. It's okay. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening in. We're going to get you some advice. But I want it to be known on the record. Dan Adams, Mike Hammond, we expect this to be the week that you get on track and make some changes.
Turn and face the strain. Changes. Don't want to be a richer man. Changes. Turn and face the strain. Changes.
Well, speaking of changes, let's switch gears. Let's go to the part of the show where we look back and see how my predictions last week would have turned out for you.
I believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and I assume it's what I said.
Oh, I know exactly what I said. I recommended Jake Locker, and even with his 50 yards of scrambling, he still finished with a score of around 2. Pretty nice. Also, Andre Williams of the Giants, a score of 2. Not bad either for him. And then Taylor Gabriel, would have had a great day, had one reception for 11 yards going into the second half. And then the Baltimore Ravens blue coverage gave up a 70-yard strike. He had to make a Superman catch, outstretched. Fortunately, couldn't get up in time to scramble into the end zone. But still, a final score, a 10 overall, ahead of 20 of you for ninth place. And if it hadn't been for that Gabriel 70-yard bomb, that would have been a pretty close to perfect way to start the season predictions.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect! I guess I forgot that you never ever make a mistake!
I do think it would have been a perfect way to start the season. But moving on to week four, we got six teams on byes. The Cardinals, the Rams, the Bengals, the Browns, the Broncos, and the Seahawks. That means you're wondering, how the heck do I figure out who to pick this week with all these teams on byes?
Ever heard of a little thing called the internet?
Exactly. Jump online. If all else fails, dudfootball.info. Go over to our links page. Click on one of those. They'll give you some player tips to help you get going. But if you don't want that, you just want to listen, here we go. Week four, what do you need to know? Dud recommendations.
I don't know how to tell you, so I'm just going to tell you.
What I can't figure out how to tell you is I'm not sure which quarterback to recommend. Week four of the NFL, there are four teams that are already forced to start a new quarterback under center. What does that tell you about the state of the NFL?
This looks extraordinarily bad.
It does look bad. With Jake Locker out in Tennessee, Charlie Whitehurst gets a start. With Josh McCown out in Tampa Bay, Mike Glennon's starting. With Chad Henne sat down now, Blake Bortles looks like he'll take over. And Matt Castle's out for the season. That means Teddy Bridgewater is the other rookie stepping up. Now, at first I was leaning towards Charlie Whitehurst as my pick, but that's more based on the fact that the Colts are going to win is what I was thinking. They've won 10 out of the last 11 against the Titans, and I think with luck under center, they're going to do just fine. Unfortunately, I think the Colts often let their opponents score 17, 24, 30 points and win in a shootout. So I'm leaning against Whitehurst. And then I started thinking about Mike Glennon and the Bucks. But then this is what I thought about that game. I could easily see the Steelers getting out to a quick lead as Glennon figures things out. And what do we know about the Steelers when they get a lead? They can run the football. They're averaging 163 yards per game, tops in the NFL, thanks to the backfield of Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount. In fact, I think they'll get out to the lead and hold the lead so well that it'll be a great time for the coach to give Ben Roethlisberger half of the fourth quarter off at least, if not more. Which makes me say, instead of taking Glennon, I'm taking Bruce Gradkowski as my dud pick week four, the Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Well, let's continue the crazy predictions right here with a guy that I don't know if you've heard of. The San Diego Chargers have lost a couple running backs to injury in the last week. Ryan Matthews is out, Danny Woodhead's out. That leaves their backfield a little thin, with the former Colt Donald Brown as the starter, backed up by undrafted free agent signee Brandon Oliver. That's all I need to know to insist that you ought to pick him as your week four running back dud if you want a victory.
You're a smart boy. You don't believe that nonsense.
All right, we're on the home stretch. Now to the wide receiver pick. And this one may bring back some hurtful memories for a couple people. The Bears are playing the Packers this weekend, which reminds me of something pretty important that happened last year.
On first down, Rodgers is hit from behind. Ball is out. They're saying this play is live. They're waiting for somebody to do something. That's Boykin. He's going to go in for a touchdown. How about that?
So in honor of that painful memory, I picked Jared Boykin as my dud wide receiver pick week four.
I'm going to try and forget you said that.
So I think that about does it. We got Bruce Gradkowski, Brandon Oliver, and Jared Boykin as the three recommendations. We got Mike Hammond and Dan Adams called out. And we got the promise that we'll be back again next week.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
That's about how I feel. Forget the long goodbyes. Let's just wrap it up and say thanks for listening to the second podcast. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Good night.
I'm out of here.